The news business is undergoing massive disruption because of the internet. That's why Seattle only has one daily newspaper instead of two. That's why blogs and opinion have taken over more mind space compared to traditional news outlets. That's why Thomas Patterson says we need to change journalism. Patterson is a professor of government and the press at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. And Patterson's new book is called Informing the News, The Need for Knowledge-Based Journalism. It began a look at what journalism schools should do to train the new generation of reporters, but it's taken on a much broader critique of the current situation. Thomas Patterson joins us from Harvard University in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Thank you so much for the time.
Well, thank you, Ross.
What's the evidence that, taken as a whole, our information news media suffers from a lack of knowledge-based journalism? How do you even measure that?
Well, on some level you can't, but you can see what happens because journalists don't know enough about many of the subjects that they report on. You know, one of the things about journalism, it's different than most professions. It doesn't have an underlying knowledge base. You know, physicians study medical science. If you go to law school, you get trained in the body of law. If you're an economist, you get economic theories. Journalists are trained primarily in the production of stories, and that's an important skill and absolutely necessary training. But it leaves some holes in terms of their ability to deal with some of the things that are out there. Let me give you an example. I think it makes them vulnerable to sources. You know, it was one thing when most of the official sources, most people in Washington, were playing it straight. Increasingly, they're not. And it's sophisticated. It's not kind of crude spin. And then journalists get in this box of kind of false equivalencies, the he said, she said, without actually resolving where the truth might lie in the debate that's going on. That's one example. You know, I think there are lots of stories that that go uncovered because journalists really aren't very informed about the subject. The Washington Post's Walter Pincus said recently that, you know, education is vitally important to the country, and he is hard-pressed to think of a single journalist in the country who's deeply informed about education and education policy. So, you know, I could go on with the list, but I do think there are some areas where journalists who not only had the solid training that they now get in the production of stories, but also had good training in subject matter and also how to use that, how to marry those two pieces up, I think it would strengthen journalism considerably.
But when have the news media not over-relied on sources or false equivalencies or not told all the stories that needed to be told or not been deeply informed about the issues? You quote Walter Lippmann writing back in 1920 as saying the present crisis in Western democracy is a crisis in journalism. Is it a crisis that's been going on for 93 years?
Well, I think it has been going on for a long time. When Joseph Pulitzer gave his money to start the Columbia Journalism School, he said that he wanted to raise journalism to the level of an intellectual profession on par with medicine and law. That's not the way journalism schools went. They went in a craft direction. So it's been out there for a long time. But I think what's different about today is there's a lot more noise in the system than there used to be, and there are many more sources of misinformation. And somewhere in there, we've got to have a solid kind of what my colleague Alex Jones calls the solid core of journalism, a journalism that provides us kind of relevant and trustworthy news on a regular basis. And we don't get it. We sometimes do. There are many really very good journalists, many good news outlets. But let me give you an example. You know, if you look at what happened in Egypt during the Arab Spring, you know, this was portrayed in the American media as somehow the rising of democracy in the Middle East. We now know that that's not the full story, or maybe not even half of the story. Or if you look at the coverage of the Euro crisis, you know, it's depicted as, you know, the frugal Germans against the spendthrift Greeks. That's not the story of the Euro crisis. There's a structural problem in the Eurozone around the banking system. You know, I think there are just a lot of areas of public life where we need more substantial, solid information. And in part, we need it more today than ever because there's a lot more places out there where you can go and where the truth be damned. Essentially, they're in the business of attracting an audience and pretty much disregardful of or disregarding of what might be accurate or inaccurate.
I'm talking to Thomas Patterson about his book, Informing the News, The Need for Knowledge-Based Journalism. Speed has always been vital to news, but even more so today. Journalists are disinclined to wait, particularly in a competitive environment. How can a slower, more measured, more knowledge-based journalism win in the marketplace?
Well, I don't think it has to be one or the other. I mean, I think that's often framed as the choice, but I think that's a false choice. You know, in this media system that we're operating in, where people are expecting information on demand, you know, news organizations, individual journalists, they have no choice but to be out there and moving the story along. But at the same time, in the mix, we also need those deeper stories. And it's those deeper stories, actually, the studies that have been done on the web, they're the ones that tend to go viral. They're the ones that get passed along because they really give people a handle on what's going on. And there's a hunger for information. You know, it's not everything we would like it to be. There's a hunger for quick updates. You know, I think journalists have to do both. And they're quite good at the quick updates. That fits their skill set quite well. Where they kind of falter is when it comes to those deeper stories. Let me give you one more example. After 9/11, former editor of the Boston Globe, Matt Storen, came to our center, and he was very curious about what the coverage, terrorism coverage, looked like before 9/11. So he went back and looked at the coverage of the first World Trade Center bombing. That was 1993. The bombing of the U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania in 1998, and the bombing of the USS Cole in Yemen Harbor in 2000. And what he found was that almost all of the coverage was about the bomb, the casualties, where it happened, and very little attempt to connect those events, very little attempt to kind of get under the surface of those events. What kind of terrorists are doing this? Are they connected? Is there a network? What are the political, religious, cultural forces that might be driving these acts? And then we come to 9/11, and we're surprised. Well, we shouldn't have been surprised. There had been lots of things that had been happening up to that point that said America was at risk to global terrorism. But you would not have guessed that from looking at the news coverage of terrorism that had happened before 9/11.
Thomas Patterson, the premise here is that the public is interested in knowledge-based journalism, and journalism at its core presumes that the public is interested in facts. But there's been some disturbing cognitive research which shows that when we're faced with facts that don't fit our values, we not only simply reject those facts, we embrace those disproved values even more strongly, which seems to me to really call into question the entire journalism enterprise.
Well, that research is there, and I think it's important. We ought not to dismiss it. It doesn't categorize the whole of the public, nor does it accurately categorize any single individual in every single instance. Yes, we all have some capacity to embrace the truth that we'd like the truth to be. And I don't care what side of the political aisle you are on, what kind of education you have, how close you pay attention to public affairs. We all have a little bit of that tendency. On the other hand, you know, information can get through, and it does get through. It may take some time. So, you know, during the 2009-2010 healthcare debate, the death panels allegation kind of arose on the right-wing talk shows, stayed there for a couple of months. At one point, nearly half the public thought that the proposed legislation, in fact, contained death panels. These would be commissions that could cut off medical help for elderly at some point in their life. But that story slowly got out there, and there are still a few people today that believe in the death panels allegation. But for the most part, we were able to dampen that down. So, yes, there's a lot of misinformation. We all have some susceptibility to it. But unless there's some really solid foundation of what Lippmann called trustworthy and relevant news that our democracy needs, we're going to flounder because then public opinion's all over the place. You look at the attitudes on global warming. We've got about half the country still thinks it either isn't happening or it's due to something other than human activity. Well, when you have that kind of sense of what reality is, you don't even know where to start the debate about how we should handle or respond to this particular situation. And so we've got to kind of nibble at the edges and work to the core. I think we've got to improve our public information. That's the only way we're going to put more solid footing on public opinion.
A rich discussion. Thanks for helping us start it. Thomas Patterson, his new book is called Informing the News, The Need for Knowledge-Based Journalism. Patterson is a professor of government and the press at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. He mentioned Alex Jones in our conversation. If you'd like to hear our interview with Alex Jones that expands on some of these issues, go to KUOW.org and search for it. This is KUOW 94.9 Seattle. It's The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds.